Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Brief programming note. I have shifted Bill O'Brien to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning so that we can get all of our leads in and so that there are no complaints about that. And so we have a longer opportunity to speak with the great Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. So tomorrow at 7, Bill O'Brien will be on this show.
And do you know who was on his staff at the Texans?
Mike Vrabel.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And he said last week that they are
good friends.
They are good buds.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to talk to Bill O'Brien tomorrow morning with the semifinals looming tomorrow night. Game number one. College football playoffs.
Yeah.
Get to the Final Four. So.
Excited about it. It's going to be a good one. Notre Dame and Penn State.
And Penn State. Yes, absolutely. All right. We got leads left. Wiggy, good morning. Hello.
All right. Good morning. Hello. So my lead is simple. If you are the New England Patriots and you're Robert Kraft, I get it. You got to do the Rooney Rule sham thing and interview black candidates.
It's a sham to you?
Oh, it's such a joke. I mean, honestly, did anybody really believe? Is there any person out there that believes that them interviewing Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, that there was even a 1% chance that they would get hired?
No.
Do you think it is bothersome to those guys that they are put in that position? Is the Rooney Rule unfair?
I think that for those guys, they probably use the Rooney Rule for a springboard to let the rest of the league know, like, hey, I'd like to just get back into the coaching circles. Not as a head coach, because remember, Byron Leftwich was hot when he was with Brady, when he was the offensive coordinator for the Bucs, but nothing really capitalized in the sense of him becoming a head coach. We've seen it with Eric Bieniemy when he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, your window is small, and if it doesn't really kind of materialize for you, then it's like, you know, it's a fleeting star in the space. It just disappears.
Yeah.
And so,
see, somebody in the Twitch chat says that the Rooney Rule is a good thing because it's a good opportunity for those guys to interview and essentially get their name out there.
But Greg, I thought the real idea behind it, which is the Rooneys, who own the Steelers, and they hired Mike Tomlin, who was otherwise relatively unknown, but got an interview and got the job because he was spectacular in the interview. I feel like old guys that aren't really coaching is not what this is for. I feel
right.
like it's for young up-and-coming coaches
yeah.
who are African-American,
mm-hmm.
who are otherwise overlooked because of nepotism or whatever else, giving them an opportunity.
It's like for a guy like Aaron Glenn.
Right.
You know, or a guy like D'Amico Ryans.
Or Ejiro Evero in Carolina.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
Okay,
like,
you have to get the biggest name.
But
he's a defensive coordinator. He was great in Denver and then great in Carolina.
I kid because I love.
But that's not my lead is this. If you're the New England Patriots, you're Robert Kraft, don't wait. You Vrabel interviews, get the deal done tomorrow.
Let him leave the building.
Don't let him leave the building because okay. with the why do you think Vegas got rid of Antonio Pierce? They've already said Brady's going to be a big part of you know this team moving forward when it comes to hiring a coach, quarterbacks, all that stuff. You know the relationship that Mike Vrabel has with Tom Brady. Why even give the Vegas Raiders a chance to interview Mike Vrabel?
So if, give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, if that's Mike your
Vrabel,
guy.
Mike Vrabel comes here tomorrow,
yeah.
interviews with you, and says, I want my own GM, give it to him.
Yeah.
Says, I want a commitment on paper on how much we're going to spend when it comes to free agents, give it to him.
Yep.
He wants to hire all of his coordinators. He wants to bring in all of it. It doesn't matter. Give it to him.
Give it to him. Because I had said, Vrabel's out there. You should have Vrabel as your head coach by Friday.
I don't know if it's out there yet, but Mitch tells me we have footage of Vrabel already at Logan Airport.
Is he at the Hertz counter?
Oh,
all right.
There.
I see the resemblance.
I see that on Twitch. I thought you had him having coffee in the seaport.
No, that was Sweeney. That was so clearly Sweeney, I couldn't make it anybody else.
Right, so give him what he wants.
I agree with you. Get him in here. Get the guy can hit the ground running. He's done it before.
And we know he's your guy because you did the ShamWow of interviews with two guys that you knew that we know.
Gonna hire anyway.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right. Well, as the New England Patriots search for the head coach who can lead us back to the promised land, and Mike Vrabel appears to be the favorite, I wanted to question this morning whether or not a guy like Mike Vrabel or any coach in the sphere of coaching can actually coach in this current NFL and hold guys accountable based on what Mike McDaniel said yesterday. So Mike McDaniel spoke yesterday, talked about guys who don't show up for meetings, guys who show up late, guys who quit in the middle of games like Tyreek Hill, and whether or not finding them works and how you get guys to actually do their job who are playing in the NFL currently.
I can find people until they're blue in the face. I can take their money. I can yell at them. But until they understand that part of the reason that we're in the position is controllable and we have to clean the controllables up, and we can have a chance to have success together. So certain specific individuals that, I don't think it was across the board, so I'm not going to continue to just place all blame on some of the smallest of individuals that were multiple offenders. I'm adjust my process and make sure that it's team-wide knowledge anytime that things are done that aren't in the best interest of winning football games.
It must be so difficult to coach in today's NFL. You can't yell at guys.
Yep.
You can't fine guys.
Uh-huh.
You can't hold guys accountable when they're walking off mid-game off of the field. It must be very difficult to
coach.
Do you
give Mike McDaniel a little bit more credit now? Because I know you have been kind of anti-Mike McDaniel in the way he treated players originally.
Yeah.
But he's clearly changed his tune and tried to do things a different way.
Just
none of them are working.
I'm still anti it in general, but I feel like these guys and everybody who is managing a certain age individual has to be resigned to their fate and has to understand that you can't really hold people accountable anymore. And they're not.
So imagine being a college coach. If this is what the NFL is and it's a business, being a college coach right now is.
Yeah, but see, this is what I said when we talked to Ninko. I can't remember when we talked to him.
That would be yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? It's not the young players. It's the young-minded coaches. And this is where I said Gerard Mayo, and this is where he kind of stuck his foot in hot water, is he didn't, and the same with Mike McDaniel, when you got there, you didn't put your foot down on, here's the clear demarcation of me as the coach and our relationship as that goes with player coach. Because look at the coach.
You mean Mike McDaniel shouldn't be up there on the podium crying?
Nope.
Because Tyreek Hill got a speeding ticket?
Nope. And he shouldn't be, he shouldn't be talking.
But Wiggy, he's trying to be more authoritarian by fining guys, and it doesn't matter.
No, you got to do that from Jump Street. Look at the guys that are successful in the NFL right now. Look at the coaches.
Dan Campbell, his own guy. Sean McVay, his own guy. Mike Tomlin, his own guy.
Harbaugh brothers.
Andy. Yeah, but all those, so Wiggy, I have to completely disagree with you because all of those guys established culture. It's not
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not authoritarianism.
No, but
it's
about
it is a sense of unity.
It's about the culture that you create, and the culture is holding guys accountable.
I don't think that it's an accountability thing.
Yes, it is. If guys are not showing up to meetings, if guys are, you know, doing whatever they want, they're doing it because they know their head coach is not going to hold them accountable.
But McDaniel's telling you he tries to hold guys accountable. He finds them like crazy, and it doesn't matter.
No. I think what he's saying is, I try to do it this way, where I try to be a little bit more of a friend. I'm rocking all white Air Force Ones on the sidelines.
I'm jeweling,
whatever it is, you know.
What's that?
Like the little
He vapes on the sideline.
And I think it's more of them. Like, you got to be able to separate. And I don't mean like young coaches can't do that. I think you have to be able to do that from the beginning and lay down this law.
You can't be successful being someone else. That's the real Wiggy is attempting to say, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're right.
Minkovich wants to jump in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time? I know we're late.
No.
By the way, how are our listening numbers, Curtis? Because Minkovich is listening every second to this show.
So I don't know if he's streaming or not, but I heard this from Ken. You find out a lot of information after you sign a contract.
Yes.
which, by the way, still hasn't even started yet, so sorry, suckers. But the company, Odyssey, has 500 radio stations across America.
Yes.
In the month of November, I was just told, we were the most streamed show of the entire company.
Wow.
Of the entire company.
Boomer and Geo.
Everybody. Most
Valenti and Babushka.
We need a bonus for that.
Well,
that'd be nice.
That would be wonderful. But
okay.
Maybe Ken gets one.
All right. Well, that's good. Thank you to those of you who stream this show every day at WEEI.com.
Wow. What up, adults?
Thank you. Sincere thank you, adults. Hello, Ninko.
Hi. You know why the ratings are so high? Because you guys are forcing me to listen to you at 12 o'clock midnight, 4:30 in the morning you're on. Then you come on at 6 a.m. It's like, come on, you're always on. Put some music on. Anyway. Okay, so this is what I'm, and I was listening to Wiggy. I actually worked out in the morning, so I work out at 5 a.m., and I listen all the time. So anyway, the problem with a lot of these players is they've been coddled since they were 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, high school, which college you want to go to? Oh, let me sit down and have five hats in front of me, and I'll pick one up and put it down, and I'll shake my head, and I'll put another one on, then I'll take it off, and I'll rip my shirt off, and guess what? I have a different shirt on with a different school. And then, oh, the first year I didn't start, so I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go somewhere else, and another coach is telling me how great I am and how good I am, and I can do whatever I want at any point. And then when you finally have to have discipline with a career and as a professional, what's that song by, is it Kanye West? Hey, wait till I get my money right. You can't tell me nothing right.
Yes.
You got some of these guys that have $50 million, $70 million. I don't know. What's he made so far? Career earnings, probably $70 million, $75 million.
More than
that.
Yeah, he's probably made more than
that. $100 million.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel can't tell him.
$1,500 fine.
Mike McDaniel can't.
$15,000 fine.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter.
But you gotta. But Nick, you gotta.
My interest makes.
But look at you know, he's doing a great job. Look at Sean Payton, right? You got to be able to lay down. You got to be able to. My thing, Mink, is you can't blur the lines as a coach and a friend. And I think too many of some of these, I don't want to say young guys because they're not all young, but just this, like, I need to be your friend way of thinking. I'm more than just your coach. I think you have to eliminate that.
You want them to like you. Like, that's the bad part. Right, Mike McDaniel, I think, wants his players to like
rather
him.
Rather than,
think
hey,
he's cool.
Hey, listen, I'm not here for you to like me. Here's where the line is drawn, and here's how we do things. And I think Sean Payton has done a good job of, we criticized him for jumping down Russell Wilson's ass last year.
Yeah.
And then look what he kind of did to Bo Nix this year. But he's able to create that line.
I think Dan Campbell is the same thing.
Right.
Like, I think when he needs to be tough, he's...
Guys, Dan Campbell, I would assume that if you walked in the locker room and asked guys, you know, what do you think of Dan Campbell, they love him, right?
Yeah.
Because they understand that he was former player. He knows what they're going through. He knows the mental, the physical struggle. Yeah, he also knows the toughness side of things. But his first year, he was a 3-win guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's growing pains to finding the right players. And now you can't just walk into a situation and look at a roster and say, okay, these guys I'm going to win with and these guys I'm not going to. You have to go through a process to find out, okay, how much does this mean to this person or this player? You know, Tyreek Hill, maybe, you know, okay, or whoever it is. I don't know if Tyreek Hill was late. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But if a guy is a repeat offender, right, not accountable, doesn't show up on time, I can't count on that guy to do the right thing when the game's on the line.
I think it takes time to figure that out. I think we can assume it was Tyreek Hill because he was frequently doing 180 miles an hour so he could get there on time.
Yes.
And he made $120 million through this season as an NFL receiver.
$120 million.
Okay. Not bad. Cut it in half. That's what taxes. The Uncle Sam will take half. But anyway, so he's got 60 in the bank, and then however many kids he had this year, that's going to take a lot out of that. But anyway, you know, you have to look at it in a sense of every – year. Now, Wiggy, when we played in a time when we walked into a building, we had to pay our dues. It was the culture was built on paying your dues.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got a rundown on kickoff. I know even if you're a first round pick in 2006, you ran down on kickoff. Like, you had to pay your dues.
Yeah.
Now nobody wants to pay any dues. Like, no, I want to make the kids out of college. I want to make $250,000 a year. Well, guess what, kid? You're going to make 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a culture and a society based on right now. Oh, I want everything right now. And that's not the way it works in football. You have to pay your dues. You got to earn your stripes.
Robert, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you
for listening.
I'm out of here.
All right. That's Rob Ninkovich.
Enjoy the workout.
Everyday listener of this program.
But you can do it. You know who I think holds guys accountable, and he's a young coach, is Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. It's about holding guys accountable.
But we've also played the clip of him clearly buddies with Sam Darnold.
I think that's his communication, but I bet you guys don't show up late to meetings.
But that's establishing a culture and getting guys that buy in, Wig. I think Ninko nailed it. Like, it's about finding the right guys that want to buy into what you're selling.
So you why did guys buy in last year?
To who?
Dedrick Wise,
because it's Bill Belichick.
No,
right? Because
they had the same record.
No. I'm just saying the buying in the sense of not showing up late. Other than Jack Jones that we know about, the fact that guys are and I felt like
I think they were afraid of what would happen if they didn't.
Accountability.
They weren't down in Providence at 2 a.m. You know, getting arrested.
But it's about accountability because Bill would sit there
so.
But didn't we have to suspend the punter last year, too, or is that 2 years ago?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think last year.
But the thing about Dan Campbell that we all forget is that he has been this guy the entire time, which is why it's working now, is that if you are authentically you, you will succeed or fail, but you won't have people that choose not to listen at some point. Yeah. Dan Campbell finally got a roster that was good enough that bought into him, and he hasn't changed.
By the way, a texter pointed this out on the Subaru of New England text line. Giant 5 a.m. gym flex from Rob Ninkovich.
I think he's a 12:30 guy, you know, just goes, you know.
He might be doing the full 75.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. Well,
it's good for your buns.
Thank you to Rob Ninkovich. Mm-hmm. And here is Courtney with what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get shut out on home ice as the Oilers get the win 4-0. Jeremy Swayman had 32 saves in the loss. The Celtics, however, get a win in Denver, beating the Nuggets 118-106. Jokic and Gordon did not play in this one for the Nuggets. The C's end their road trip 3-1. A firing in Las Vegas. The Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one full season as the head coach. Pierce took over as the interim head coach in 2023.
Wiggy's lead this morning, I think he's right. You better be careful if you're the New England Patriots. Because Tom Brady may be calling Mike Vrabel as we speak.
Oh, they've already had a conversation. Believe that.
And they do have a relationship.
Yep.
And so you got to try. If you want Mike Vrabel, you got to try to make sure that he does not leave the building tomorrow when he is interviewing. Get that deal done tomorrow.
And that's a better landing spot. Granted, you don't have the quarterback, but You know,
no,
you,
it's not a better landing spot.
Look at the talent. You have Al Galib, one of the top 10, top 5 best pass rushers in the NFL. You got the probably the best up-and-coming young tight end in the NFL.
Okay, they don't have the Freedom Trail.
Oh, we don't have, but they still have.
We have the
they have the Vegas Strip, though.
Rabel doesn't strike me as a Vegas Strip guy.
No.
Yeah, believe me. Rabel would prefer the Strip than the Freedom Trail.
Well, speaking of the Patriots, yesterday they announced that they completed head coaching interviews with both Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Sources are saying that they plan to interview Vrabel tomorrow. In citrusy, sweet, and now on sale, fresh Sumo mandarins at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up Sumo citrus mandarins for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Delicious Sumo mandarins, Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's freezing. Feels like 2 outside. This afternoon, it'll feel like 10.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bruins able to string 5 losses together with a shutout last night, and we will talk to Mike Milbury about that tomorrow. On a Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury at 9 tomorrow, so be here for that. Bill O'Brien at 7 tomorrow on the college football playoffs, and on Mike Vrabel, who could be a fait accompli. Is that how you say that, Curtis?
Or fait accompli.
So Mike Vrabel interviewing tomorrow. Perhaps we'll know on Friday that he is the next coach of the New England Patriots. And we'll talk about that with you this morning and all day long here. You can talk about that on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Courtney has the news coming up in 10 minutes. Science has determined, apparently, how American men measure up against the world when it comes to length. And things are not good here. So
it's not even close. Not even close. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
we used to be one of the great countries of the world. I don't know. I don't know if it's something that we're eating or.
I think it has to do with the amount of men that have to buy a Hummer.
Yeah, so
I think we started letting other countries into this that maybe we didn't let into in the past, and we're
you mean they weren't in?
So you're blaming others.
Statistical data was not available.
No, they weren't.
They weren't giving up
the data that they needed.
Greg, you ready for the dad joke? Yeah. I think Wiggy's referring to the erectoral college.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get to all of the news, including that, coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Bruins coach Joe Sacco, who after last night's game talked about looking at things with a bit of a glass half full instead of glass half empty.
No, I look at it half full, I think, considering the circumstances tonight and, you know, being down a couple of goals there and then fighting our way back in the third. It showed a good sign of resiliency for the team tonight. We would have liked to capture that extra point in overtime, unfortunately.
Time to go back to the... There has to be old school mentality way of thinking if you're going to be a successful coach. You look at the NFL coaches that are successful. They come from an environment of the old school... Getting in guys' asses, stepping on throats, you know, all those things that, you know, we used to talk about, whether it was Bill, whether it was some of these other great coaches. We criticized Bruce Cassidy for calling players out. I think it needs to go back to some of that, and that's where I think success
is. Andy Reid was assaulted by a player and did nothing.
Yeah, and that, but you see, he's the outlier because you got Patrick
Mahomes. Sean McVay.
But do you think Sacco is the issue here, or do you think it's the players? Because
it's part of the conversation that we're having.
This Bruins team, I don't necessarily put all the blame on Sacco. This is the same team that we've seen now for quite some time.
Also, that clip, he talks about overtime. That wasn't from last night.
Yeah, I think that was miscorrectly dated.
Okay.
No, Courtney, I'm not really, putting it all in him.
Apologies on that.
That's okay.
Miss Correctly will be joining us at 9.
I'm just saying, when we used to get on Cassidy.
They did not get to overtime last night.
Nope, not even close.
Shut out. No, didn't score goals. Close.
They were shut out last night. It's basic stuff when it comes to the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier. Both of those Henrique goals... He's there. There's three or four guys around him. He is camped out in front of the net with the puck, and nobody touches him. Get the body on him. Get your stick in his stick. It's not that complicated.
No, it isn't.
What? I mean, how do you want me to say it?
No, it is not. It's
stick
not,
on stick. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Body on body.
Let's just get out of the crease.
I mean, God, not that complicated.
I mean, Greg, they suck. I mean, this team is going nowhere. You know, they're going to change the coach again.
Will they actually fire the GM this time?
If there's actually anything to learn from all of these teams, is maybe it's time to stop recycling coaches and start recycling the rosters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of...
Adding to the rosters, you know. Maybe they got to go to Jiu-Jitsu Joe's playbook.
Well, 10 losses.
You know?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, you mentioned earlier Ryan Fitzpatrick had made some comments about Brian Flores. We can hear from Fitzmagic and why he would caution teams as they go to interview Brian Flores for any potential head coaching opportunities.
Flores has been a really hot name, and I think the further removed we get from his tenure in Miami, the more people kind of forget about how that ended. I think the interesting thing with Brian Flores, when I think about him and being able to play under him for a few years, is which version of Brian Flores are we getting? And in year one with Miami, take you back to that year, he was likable, he was relatable, he demanded a lot out of the players, but he was also able to get the best version of his players. As his tenure went on in Miami, he kind of became unrecognizable. I think he burned a lot of bridges there. I think he alienated himself from the entire staff. I think by the end of his time there, he became a dictator. He ruined a lot of those relationships that he built up through the NFL. And his ego grew so big that there wasn't any room for anyone else.
I would change too if the owner's asking me to throw games. Like, yeah. I would become a jerk too. I would distance myself too.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
But it really doesn't matter because I think the New England Patriots clearly have their sights set on Mike Vrabel.
They're not even going to interview Flores.
No.
No.
And they're not even going to interview Ben Johnson.
No, I think they'll go through with that interview.
You do?
Yeah, because I think that interview is scheduled for, Friday?
I think the Raiders situation has changed everything. I really do. Yeah. I think they're scrambling now because why wouldn't Tom Brady want Mike Vrabel? And why wouldn't Mike Vrabel want to work with Tom Brady again?
Right.
Because he wouldn't have a quarterback. He's going to a team that doesn't have a good enough draft pick to take one of the top two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be, are you going to go sign 36-year-old Kirk Cousins coming off a torn Achilles still in free agency?
But do you think Vrabel thinks that way? He was able to win. He was able to win in Tennessee with
Ryan.
Didn't he say in the Athletic piece prior to the end of the season that where he goes, he wants a quarterback?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I also, if I'm Vrabel, I have no idea about his relationship with Tom and vice versa, but. Do you think he really wants to work for Tom Brady?
Oh, maybe not. I mean, is the owner better there or here?
Here. I mean, let's not get crazy.
Better there.
You think
what?
It's better there?
Yes.
Why? Because he stays out of everything?
Because he stays out of everything.
Oh, Wiggy.
No, he stays out of everything. Do you think
give him full control in Vegas?
Yeah, and in Vegas, you're right. He'll be able to sit in there with Brady, and them two can go back and forth and over... Here's the system. Here's the philosophy. Here's how we want to build our defense. These are the type of players we're looking for. And he won't necessarily be able to do. And guess who won't be in the room? Mark Davis, he's just going to be like, hey, you guys do whatever. I'm going to go out here and bang 25-year-old broads and and call it a day. Go out there and do what you got to do. No. Whereas Robert and Jonathan, we already know that they want to make sure that their footprint is on this team. So if you're Vrabel, you have to be thinking about that, you know, and that's got to be at the top of your mind.
Yeah, when it comes to getting a head coach like Mike Vrabel, is Davis willing to pay?
Okay. It took me a second, but I love it. I love it.
Is that a toupee or just like a bowl cut,
it's
though?
It's a pumpkin pie haircut.
It's a bowl cut.
Yeah, it's a full head.
Real quick, anything else?
Yeah, one more for you here. Okay. We talked about the Celtics. Drew Holiday talked about the importance of Kristaps Porzingis being healthy for the Boston Celtics.
I'm guessing he's about 85% back. But he looks good. Today he looked really good. Obviously starting off, knocking down threes, getting into the paint. Got us that early lead and him kind of leading the charge. Obviously when KP's playing well, we're pretty tough to beat.
Okay.
Well, he ain't lying.
I mean, it's hard to know what this team is because I feel like they can just mail it in and get to the playoffs and be a different basketball team.
Yeah, right? And that's the thing about...
And you haven't had... I mean, you have like maybe a grand sum of 100 minutes total that the starters have played together so far this season.
Right.
So we'll get to talk to Mego about all things Celtics tomorrow on the show at 9. All right.
Today.
Oh, is that... Today is Wednesday.
Oh, is today Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the longest month of the year.
It's that sourdough. So much kneading, you're forgetting things.
The starter.
God, we made it all this way, Shime.
Giant issue with the starter.
What?
We had to discard almost the whole entire starter last night.
How do you know how much to discard?
It's not feeding the way it's supposed to feed.
Uh-oh.
Sir Brett Zeppelin.
Oh, God, kill me.
Is not in the state that I thought Sir Brett Zeppelin would be in by this point. I'm a little bit alarmed. It's not as easy as I thought it would be, the whole bread-making process.
What comes first, the sourdough or Vrabel?
He ain't rising like he should?
It's an issue.
Well, not the first time that's been said in that apartment.
It's the issue.
I
have faith. Listen, I have faith in Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I think that she will guide us.
You're putting it on her?
I mean, I'm a part of it, but it's really her.
Oh.
She doesn't like when I take credit for the bread making on this radio show.
Well, it seems like today we're talking about Sir Brett Zeppelin in a negative light, and you're putting it on Lindsay.
No. Sir Brett Zeppelin, I believe, will become the greatest sourdough starter ever. It's just going to take longer than expected.
Yeah. Okay.
She's the Alex Van Pelt of the Sir Brett Zeppelin. Was that his name?
Yes.
So it's like she's the head coach of...
We didn't pick a gender.
Right.
Sir Brett Zeppelin might be a woman.
They're picking their gender.
I thought it was Sir, right? It
doesn't matter.
The pronoun comes later.
It doesn't matter. Pronouns, it doesn't matter.
Oh, so Sir doesn't mean a woman? A man?
TBA.
I thought that...
All right, anyway, we're going to get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
It's time for...
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
The news.
The Gulf of America. What a beautiful name. And it's appropriate.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
On WEEI.
We head to Florida for a week of spring training broadcasts in February. We can visit the Gulf of America, Curtis.
Can we?
A little excursion.
What about locally? Why are we in New England? Why don't we move it to New America?
New America.
Is Sato's new favorite thing when we're falling asleep at night, usually on the weekends when it's like 1 a.m., is going on Truth Social and reading Donald Trump tweets out loud.
That's a great job. So
funny.
At the very least, entertaining.
Entertaining.
All right. Well, let's get to the news.
We're going to start with the wildfires in California, which are out of control. The videos, the photos that are coming out of the West Coast are so scary. 4,000 acres have been burned while the Pacific Palisades is devastated. The home of Kamala Harris is in danger in Brentwood if the winds don't die down. There are over 10,000 homes that are facing danger at this time. And the strong winds paired, it's three wildfires all going on at the same time. same time. And with a strong wind, the fires have left over 200,000 homes and businesses without power last night.
It was terrifying. All those people who had to abandon their cars.
Yes.
And then they had to bring in bulldozers to move the cars so the firefighters could get in
Jesus.
There. It's scary, very scary.
I mean, I saw a video of a dad with a 2-year-old, I believe, and a few dogs, all windows around their beautiful house, and you can just see the flames getting closer and closer, and these people end up being trapped if they don't evacuate in time. Yeah. It's so scary.
And is it like one of those things that just nature started by that, or did they feel like people might have been camping? That
it started when a gender reveal went wrong in the woods.
That did happen once.
that is a possibility.
I don't know how it.
You think they would be able to, like, you know, in California, knowing that, like, all right, this is something big, like maybe put up a firewall or like in certain areas.
I see you have a solution to stop the wildfire.
No, I don't have a solution, but I'm saying maybe there's things like, you know, in New York, they have on a lot of buildings because they're so high up, they have like the water things.
Build like a giant flame retardant wall.
Yeah, what you're saying? I don't know. Yeah, maybe in like some areas where.
Like Echelon's aqua wall.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
This is a crazy story. Two bodies were found in the wheel well of a JetBlue plane that flew from New York to Fort Lauderdale. They found the bodies after it had landed on Monday night in a post-flight maintenance inspection. Their identities have not been released, and the entire situation is under investigation. Here's former Department of Transportation Inspector General Mary Schiavo on CNN.
This keeps happening. People are getting onto the airport property and getting into an aircraft, and it poses a huge security danger for the aircraft because these people were just apparently just trying to get someplace. But it could have easily been someone attempting to attack aviation. The issue that this has been done, and now in the United States done repeatedly, is a huge concern for aviation safety and security.
Can I just explain how stupid our TSA system is?
Yeah.
I can't get James's milk through, okay? Because, you know, God forbid, you know, he's a quasi-terrorist. But we have people that are just willy-nilly walking onto the wheel well of planes in the middle of the airport.
Yeah.
It's so scary. And I don't know what is going on. It just seems like every week there is this weird plane story.
Yeah. I don't think I brought up the giant issue on the flight down to Costa Rica. Mm-mm. Where there was a woman who insisted on, she had 2 carry-on bags. Mm-hmm. I guess you're allowed 2.
Yes.
And she insisted on laying both of them in the overhead bins the long way.
Oh, okay.
Mm, not allowed.
And the flight attendants wanted to kick her off.
Oh, damn.
And she was screaming that she was JetBlue, what's their...
like Mosaic. Yeah.
Mosaic. And so, and she was the biggest you-know-what that you have ever met in your life. And so she was not going to get off, not going to move her luggage.
Right.
So then that screws everybody else up.
Right.
Because people have to go back and find a place for theirs or go forward and find a place. It's like, they should just go back to, like, Wiggy said it.
I said, no carry-ons with wheels.
Like, no carry-ons.
Nope.
But, like, if it doesn't fit, then you can't bring it.
Duffel bags and backpacks. That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's also the gate agent's responsibility to make sure that it does fit. They have the thing right there to measure it, to put it in that
No one does that,
but
though.
But I'm saying that that should be happening as well before people get on the plane.
I've been on this. No carry-ons with wheels. If it's not a backpack or like like a purse or something like that.
Excuse me, I'm Mosaic.
Greg, the other thing is...
Mosaic is like you pay 25 extra bucks or something later.
Anything to get some clout. But, Greg, like, people, it's the same person. You're walking onto the plane, you get to your seat, and the family that arrives at the seat's like, holy cow, what do I do now? I haven't had an hour to figure out where Billy and Mackenzie are sitting. Are the same person that they get to the front of the line at Starbucks after waiting 45 minutes and read the entire menu. There's nothing more rude that is not illegal that you can do to someone like taking their time.
Take those things off the plane, the overheads. If it can't fit on the seat, then guess what? You got to check it there, and it goes on the belly of the plane.
We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news next. Bad news from science today. Science has determined how those of us who are American men measure up against the rest of the world when it comes to length.
Yeah.
And the news is not good.
No.
So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.